I know some of you are having a big day, and I want you to make the most of it. A happy 4th to all of you, and stay tuned for Ryan D. and the Music Savage Show coming up next on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tucks Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford. Howdy, my friends. It is I, Ryan D., which means it's time for another edition of the Music Savage Show. Happy May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Thanks to Pete for another great edition of Inuit Along, and thanks to all of you for joining me on this fine Star Wars day. Let's start the Music Savage Show, shall we?
An extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Marty!
Hey, George, buddy, you weren't at school. What have you been doing all day?
I overslept. Look, I need your help. I have to ask Lorraine out, but I don't know how to do it.
All right, okay, listen, keep your pants on. She's over in the cafe. God, honey.
George, last night, Darth Vader came down from planet Vulcan and told me that if I didn't take Lorraine out, that he'd melt my brain.
Yeah, well, let's just keep this brain-melting stuff to ourselves, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, there she is, George. Now just go in there and invite her.
your powers a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Systems in line. Fear of this battle station.
And what of the rebellion? If the rebels have obtained a complete technical readout of the station, it is possible, however unlikely, that they might find a weakness and exploit it.
The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands.
Any attack made by the rebels against this station would be a useless gesture, no matter what technical data they've obtained.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader. Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes. Are you kidding?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Stop. Hey. All the way down. You know the names of all the action figures. I want to come over to your house and play.
She's into Star Wars, and she knows all the lingo. I'm so into her. My sexy interstellar. She's into Star Wars, and she knows all the lingo. I'm so into her. My sexy interstellar.
Take me back to my happy land.
It's the Music Savage Show, and I'm your host, Ryan D. And that was music celebrating May the 4th Be With You Day, which is today. Rogue Wave right there with Like I Needed off of their third studio album. It's called Asleep at Heaven's Gate, released in 2007. That one, of course, contains, I'm sure you heard it, the lyrics, "These aren't the droids you're looking for." If you can sneak in Star Wars lyrics into your song, you're A-OK in my book, or Star Wars references, I mean. Up ahead of that, Isley, Telescope Eyes, terrific single from the Tyler, Texas band's debut EP for Warner Brothers Records, released in 2003. They used to go by the name of Mos Eisley, but had to change it because of certain copyright reasons, and they shortened it to Isley, and they are a great band. Again, they're out of Tyler, Texas. Up ahead of that, the Aquabats, a track called Play-Doh, first track off the California band's debut album, The Return of the Aquabats. When you have a debut album and you call it The Return, I dig that a lot. That came out in 1996. King, up ahead of that, She's Into Star Wars, title track from the band's 2005 EP. And kicking off that set in the celebration of May 4th, Strong Asian Mothers with their great one called Rebel Bass off of the London Trio's brand new EP, Phone Home, which is a cinematic celebration 40 years in the making. It's a collection of six songs celebrating the works of John Williams, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, and sci-fi in general. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you have a good May the 4th Be With You Day. All right, so my wonderful meme, my grandmother, she passed away on Monday, April 30th, in her home. Her name was Marie Frances Doyon, or Meme, to her many, many, many grandchildren. She was born in 1929. Again, she passed away April 30th, 2018. She was a great grandma. She took care of her kids and her kids and all of our friends, and gave us a pretty idyllic childhood. Couldn't really ask for more. We would spend holidays and pretty much every day in the summer at Meme's house, swimming in her pool and playing horseshoes and being taken care of. And she raised us well, and she raised her children well, and she will be missed very much. And this is a track. I looked, you know, songs about grandmas, and songs about grandmas are very, very sad. And I don't want to get too into, you know, that and into being sad, because I wanted to celebrate her life. She had a nice long life, and she worked hard, and she took care of all the people in her life. So this is one of my favorite songs about grandmas. It's from Bill Withers, and it's called Grandma's Hands, and it's off of his 1971 album, Just As I Am. So this goes out to my meme, Marie Frances Doyon.
Clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that brass. Grandma's hand. Soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. Used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand. Mm-hmm.
like a bankrupt pawnbroker. Left to its devices, trouble she had invited. It made itself feel right at home. And I'm the third wheel, but we both know the deal, that you never leave trouble alone. The minor moves change can make better fellows strange. The balance is constantly swaying. Chinese made her choice based on my tone of voice without listening to what I was saying. The look on her face could have blackened the lace on her.
Thank you. So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
When the summer days live to bore you, and the river lies long before you, and the one that you love ignores you, I'll be your girl. Like a senator works a forum, like a lover undone by full moon, like a lily alive in full bloom, I'll be your girl. And when the tempests rage and all the oceans roar at your door, I could be your man, but I'd be that much more and more. So when everything soft abrades you, fortune has long betrayed you, and you're longing for an arm to stay you, I'll be your girl. Someone bereft and lied to, and you never need a guy to guide you, I'll be your girl. I'll be your girl. I'll be your girl.
greatest albums. And one of the greatest songs, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. The favorite of mine, Maps, single that became a hit for the band. And that is off of their 2004 debut album, Fever to Tell, which turned 15 years old on April 29th. That's Sunday, this past Sunday. They'd recently released a restored, remastered anniversary edition of the album featuring a whole bunch of new stuff, including unreleased songs and rare B-sides and demos. And it's pretty great. And you can order it on the band's website. They went they did a few shows a couple of weeks back celebrating that. But we are still waiting for a new Yeah Yeah Yeahs album. It's been a while, so hopefully they're working on that. The Decemberist up ahead of that, I'll Be Your Girl. That's the closing track and title song to the Portland band's eighth studio album, out now on Capitol Records. Their tour starts May 22nd in Red Rocks, one of the best places to see shows. That's in Morrison, Colorado, and they're going to be here for Boston Calling on May 27th, and that is here in Boston, for the Boston Calling Music Festival. Slater Kinney up ahead of that, Modern Girl, from their seventh studio album, The Woods, released in 2005 on Sub Pop Records. Ian Fitzgerald up ahead of that, Trouble Me and China Lee, from the Providence, Rhode Island musician's excellent 2016 album, You Won't Even Know I'm Gone. And kicking off this set is a tribute to my grandma, or my meme, who recently passed away this past Monday. Marie Frances Doyon was her name. She was a great caregiver to her children and her grandkids. And I played you one of my favorite songs about grandmas from the one and only Bill Withers, Grandma's Hands, from his amazing 1971 release, Just As I Am. All right, I'm Ryan D. You are all of my wonderful listeners, whether it's out there live right now or streaming later in the future on SoundCloud or podcast. You can find the Music Savage Show on pretty much any podcast platform these days, and you can also find Music Savage on SoundCloud, where I archive all of my old shows. So hi to anyone listening in the future. Thanks, and thanks to you listening live. All right, it is Friday. As you know, it's May 4th because I opened up the show with songs about Star Wars for May the 4th be with you, because I'm a Star Wars nerd, tried and true, and I don't deny it to anybody. And today is release day. Every Friday, whole bunch of records come out. This Friday, May 4th, is no different, and there's a lot of great stuff, including one of my favorite bands in the entire world who are back together and have their first new album in 23 years. It's called Dove. And I'm going to play you a song. The album, again, it's out today, and it's amazing. And you're going to play one of the singles. Here's Belly, celebrating albums out today on the Music Savage Show.
Just for tonight, let's not talk about you all. function between the gall and the gumption, between feeling and touching. I've been walking the fine line between the thought and the action, slipping sideways in traction. As a matter of fact, hun, you better look out, look out. I'm about to start swerving. Hey, 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 I'm on a straight and curving. Alright, so I might be slightly unnerving. Honey, I don't bite, I'm just a little bloodthirsty. I've been walking the fine line between the feast and the famine, the Leslie cabin, the heaven, between the shoving and the cribbing.
Warm yourself, kiss yourself a little while.
don't know how I've come to see the world. Exclusively through your eyes, everything I buy and eat and do with you in mind.
Good thing out of bed.